Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors! Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers! Wake up!
Wake up!
Breath of fresh air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday.
Finally. I don't know.
No, it's finally Friday and it's not that. Oh. Gosh.
Well, I don't know. I was waiting for Thursday since Monday. Nothing special is happening. I'm just waiting for Thursday.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
It does.
It's Steve-O and Mitch. Good morning. Welcome to today.
Which is January 10th. 10th, yes.
Why do we have a dog, lion dog
Okay,
thing?
You can't get mad because I actually have that story in here. This dog was shaved to look like a lion, and it's a Labradoodle.
Okay.
Which is lab.
Labrador.
Labrador and poodle.
Okay.
And so their owners shaved it to look like a lion, and it's prompted 911 calls. People are like, there's a young male lion outside.
No, they did not.
Yes, I promise you. I have the story, and I read it on many sites, so I know it's true.
Hold on, Matthew from Albuquerque has to derail us.
Okay.
Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey. What's
How are you guys
up?
Doing this morning?
A little freaked out. I saw a lion cub running around town.
Huh.
Which is weird
that
because the lion cub is from Virginia.
Right. So it turns out it was just a dog shaved like a lion.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Apparently, I don't know my animals very well.
Nope, it's a dog.
You know, I would probably do the same thing. I would probably, you know, panic or something. Steve-O, I don't know if you'd try to start panicking.
I would. I saw the Lion King. Those things are brutal.
I know. They're not nice.
Yeah. Lots of blood. Too much. It was disgusting.
And did you know...
If that ever happens, I would probably end up calling the, you know, like, City of Albuquerque or something.
Yeah, did you know that lions actually talk?
Right.
I saw in Lion King, they were mean. I mean, some of them were.
Scar
was
Dude's
the worst.
Jerk.
And hyenas, they talk as well, but they mostly just laugh and say nonsensical things. And you're like, why are you?
I don't go to the zoo after I saw that movie. No thanks.
I'm not dealing with that.
That and Toy Story traumatized me for life. I don't walk in toy stores either. Freaking
so,
toys.
So, how
are you
guys liking your
stuff.
New desk extensions there?
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Love him.
Yep. I
That's
just changed
nice.
My voicemail.
You guys have your own, finally.
Is Thursday your favorite day of the week, Matthew?
It kind of is.
What?
Well, because one, sometimes it's not because I usually have a test on Thursday.
Oh, sorry about that.
But then tomorrow I have a language arts test on the literary terms. Mm-hmm. I'm just spelling, oh, I hate those tests.
Right.
Quick question. What color does Thursday remind you of?
Let's see.
Nothing off the bat, though. I've always had one.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your Thursday color?
Green. It's always been green. Ever
That's
since
my
I was little.
Color.
Thursday's
you
green.
You like green too?
Army green is my
Army
favorite
green.
Color. But that's good.
Yeah, any shade greens go with me.
Yeah, I don't like the neon-y one that like that's in like a. I mean, except when it's on our logo, because then I love it.
Then it's the best.
Yeah, like static green, that's a good color.
Static green. Static green.
That's not what I was talking about at all.
Hey, you know what, guys? It's funny. Is at school, when I'm in InfoTech, I'm doing like a typing practice.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher lets me turn on the music over like the internet. So what I do is I go to that mystackradio.com website for you guys. I start listening to it. I get Midday MP3s on.
Word.
That's the best.
I love that. You guys have it on my bookmarks now.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
All right, man.
I get a song request this morning.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you guys have Reliant K?
Of course we do.
You have a station in Reform?
Yeah.
Can you guys play that this morning for me?
I would be honored to play some Reliant K for you, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Sure. That one I would have dedicated out to Sean Siegler.
Woo! He's totally not going to call in 2 minutes. All right, man. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. In three... I'm just kidding.
I bet you
That's usually
will.
What happens.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Matthew from Albuquerque,
everyone. It's perfectly fine.
He is...
I'd like to get them on the phone at the same time.
Probably the raddest 13-year-old in Albuquerque.
Did you hear me?
Yeah. Get them on at the same time.
Get them.
It's not going to happen. That'd be
crushing
creepy.
All my dreams.
That'd be creepy. All you know that's dreams. Never going to happen.
You're right. It'd be devastating.
So if you're just joining us, a dog terrifying the neighborhoods of where?
Virginia. Okay. Norfolk, Virginia. Okay. And it looks like probably Celeste Virginian. Talked about this yesterday.
Okay.
But...
Which you can catch her 2 to 6 p.m.
Yes, worthy of repeating because this dog looks freaking awesome. It literally was just groomed to look like a younger...
Not in the theater of your mind. It literally was groomed.
Literally. Okay, you know when Simba's like, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, and he's walking on the...
He
gets a little bit of a mane, but it's not like fully grown. That's what this dog looks like.
But
which
that
is always
wasn't real
awkward,
mane. Was that the real mane, or was that the scene where he got the? No, that was a different.
It's like
song.
The Hakuna Matata, and he's walking on like the log.
Got it. Yes, I was thinking of the other scene where he goes through the flower and then gets the flowery things. The gonna be a mighty king song.
I'm gonna be
stop.
Okay. Which also upset me because I found out or I realized that that's totally a girl singing.
Wait, that's not JTT.
No. I was sold out for JTT. I was heart JTT fan.
They sold out? Because that's like the cheesy t-shirts they sell for Jesus. Sold out.
Oh, but I was also, you're going to be upset, 7.
Oh.
I was 7.
Cool. That's cool.
So I loved JTT. And I never liked Simba's awkward Hakuna Matata walking across the log part because I didn't like his mane. But this dog looks like that, and this dog in real life looks awesome. It's a labradoodle.
Did we just convince Matthew from Albuquerque that lions talk?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was making sure that really just happened and not just in the theater of my mind. Oh, man. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can catch the photo of the lion dog lion.
It's a lion. Well, I don't know.
All right.
Oh, what is it? What did they say it is?
It's a labradoodle.
Yeah, but they actually called it something.
I don't know.
It's a lab-a-lion.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Project 86, Fall, Goliath, Fall. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey. I'm doing something.
You are. You really are. We have birthdays and stuff around here, and when they come around, we have to fill out cards and sign them.
Yeah, and yesterday, totally forgot.
Yeah, we had a couple.
I'm sorry.
Who are those for? I'm just kidding.
Trisha and Paul.
Oh, good. Okay. Hopefully they're not up yet listening. We've had your cards in here. We forgot. So,
sorry.
When's their birthday?
I don't. It's both January 13th and I don't know when the other one is.
Okay. All right. So hopefully, that means we still have a couple days. So we're good.
Yeah, but I became the person that I hated because...
You hated? Wow.
Like, metaphorically.
Right.
In the theater of my mind. What's not real?
Right.
It's not real.
Because we have the privilege of getting birthday cards.
Every single year.
Yeah.
From the office.
Yeah. And everybody in the office signs them. And so we have a list and we have like a secret way of passing around so nobody gets them except inevitably every year I sign my own birthday card.
Oh, you did not with me.
I didn't with you actually. I wasn't going to say a good receptionist. You were just like, you're very...
Vigilant.
Yes. There you go.
Actually, last year... Someone handed me my birthday card.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like, here you go. Like, not even thinking about it. And I opened it. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? This is mine. I was so angry.
The worst is when you get a card and you're like not paying attention. You're like, oh, okay. And you grab it and you're like, happy birthday. Hope it's a great one. And then you start reading everybody else's and it's like, sorry for your loss.
Oh
no. No.
Whiteout.
Why did you do this? This is the birthday rounds. You can't give me a sympathy card now?
Yeah, whenever.
I'm in birthday mode.
Whenever I get the card, I like attach like 30 post-its. Sympathy, not birthday.
I have learned to like read first who this is to and like what it's for. And now it's even better because we got a new way to where both of us sign the card together collectively because you really just signed the card.
And then you put in the morning.
And then, you put Steve-O and Mitch and I just put in the morning underneath it.
It's like our last name.
It's perfect. There you go.
In the morning.
High five.
That's our last
name.
Love it. Oh, what's your last name? In the morning.
That's right. And in this morning, we're going to talk about the W that the Lobos had in the pit last night.
The W, the
waffles. The walrus. There was a walrus.
Waffles.
In the pit last night.
Wafers.
Yes.
War.
Nope. Well, there was. UNLV.
Wash.
They are in the Mountain West Conference.
Win!
Good job. Thank you. Yeah, I was way beyond that already. Mountain West Conference. That's where the Lobos. That's our conference.
Okay.
Conference play began.
The MWC.
Okay. Yes. actually, the logo looks more just like a big MW.
Where's the C? Is it like a little circle?
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway.
It's art. Hello. You don't need the C.
It's modern.
So the Lobos last night took on 24th ranked UNLV. We were 25th.
Okay.
So we're both in the top 25.
That's good.
Got a few teams in the Mountain West Conference that are in the top 25. Yeah. But, hey, come on. 65-60, Lobos win. That's huge.
That's great.
Because we won, and not only did we beat UNLV, but we beat UNLV, who is also in the Mountain West Conference. This is important. This is huge.
It was like a big deal.
We won the first conference game. That means we're 1-0 in the conference.
Woo!
Does it make sense?
Yes.
You following?
But are there other people that are also 1-0 in the conference because they had other games? See?
Yeah,
not that big of a deal.
It's still a big deal because we want to win out in conference play.
So who are we playing next?
That's a good question.
I interrupted you because I mostly didn't care. Who are we playing next?
At Fresno State. Fresno State.
Where's Fresno, West. California?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just guessing.
We're playing Fresno State in Fresno. That's coming up this Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting.
No, just kidding.
Is it? It's at home.
Those are the ladies.
Out of state?
Those are the ladies.
Nope, we're not playing Fresno State.
Those are the chicks.
Don't worry, Stever's here to let us know.
Stever knows.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Did you see the Mountain West was ranked the second strongest conference in the country?
That's pretty
incredible.
See, exactly. This is why this is a big deal.
Are there only two?
Oh, wow. You're a jerk this morning.
Step out.
Man.
Step out.
You're being snarky.
Go like this. I can't because I'm not a Lobo.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's lying. Everyone is not a Lobo. I do not go to UNM.
Did you go to UNM?
I don't want to talk about it.
I went to UNM.
I went to Lab Orientation, and they made me.
Hey, Steve-O. Yeah. There's only two undefeated teams in the country right now.
Really?
Yeah. One of them's in the Mountain West.
Wyoming?
Yeah. The other one is Michigan.
Okay.
That's amazing. Tim Hardaway's kid plays for Michigan.
I'm ready to learn.
Junior.
How many divisions are there? Like, we're
conferences.
Conferences. How many conferences
are there? Many. Lots.
Okay.
Bunches. And they keep shifting, so good luck to having us name them all.
There's like maybe 20 or something.
Mm-hmm. So there's like 2.5 states.
What?
Two states in every... Nope.
You should just go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try to enjoy the fact that the Lobos beat UNLV.
I'm
which
excited
is
for that.
They beat a ranked team.
Yeah.
What They're was their rank?
24th.
24. Yeah. Okay.
We're 25.
Well,
so
we're
24
25.
Now?
Yeah. Now, hopefully, come Monday when the rankings come
we'll
out,
we'll be 24.
Right? Yeah. They don't like us very much.
If we lose, we go down 10 spaces. And if we beat a number 8 team in the country,
we go up like 3.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the Lobos. They're doing a great job this season.
They are. Fantastic season so far. So I'm really excited. Thanks for totally
destroying Mitch.
Yeah.
By the way, if I ever get tickets, I'm not calling you.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
Call me.
You're the one who's like, no, you have to experience this. You have to.
You really do.
That's why I don't know anything. It's because I haven't experienced it. My parents never took me.
Oh, dude. That's sad. Who are they?
There it is. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
I'm out.
All right. Lobos win. We'll get out to a game.
Okay.
All right.
I'm excited.
We really will. I'm going to force you. We should film it.
Okay.
You got to go with the Jeter boys because I'm telling you, Jack and Luke go crazy.
I'm sure.
They don't sit the whole game. It's awesome.
They don't sit, like, ever.
This is true.
So.
You saw the way Luke plays video games this weekend.
Love
Jack was rocking that as well yesterday.
Really?
They both kind of, like, stand and do whatever their character on the screen is doing. It's amazing. They were playing Madden football yesterday.
Are they the kids or just the type of people who you want to look at during a movie when something crazy is happening?
Absolutely. I always miss half of the cool stuff in movies because the second something happens, I always look to the right or the left to see my kids just to see like what their face is doing because it's better. It's even better. Kids are the best because you get to re-experience everything through them.
So you see it first and then
That's awesome. Introducing them to Indiana Jones, are you kidding me? Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
It's the best.
It was amazing.
So anyways. Static.
What up, dude?
Hey,
Mitcherson, dude, you are not alone. I've lived here for 6 years. I've never been to a game in my life.
Dude, you have got...
Thank you. Thank you.
I've been
you.
Here for 6 years, and I have yet to see the inside of the stadium.
6 years as an adult.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not proud of that, dude, but I think I'm compelled to be truthful.
You know,
that's good.
You know, I've been to the pit, and it definitely scares me because it's literally like a pit. Like, it's scary.
Really?
Really say literally a lot.
Literally.
Literally, you do. Yeah. Literally.
Like, literally, you've said it literally like 5 times this morning.
It's probably been more like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I was literally counting.
Literally.
I was literally just sitting in this car, literally, with a notepad, literally tallying.
You know what? That's okay with me.
Yeah, literally.
Bro.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I want to go to a game with you guys.
That would be fantastic.
So if you're going to go, dude, I would like to go to my inaugural, first ever Shane and Mitch trip to the old stadium.
I like that.
To the pit?
To the pit.
All right.
So when's that happening?
I don't know. We got to make that happen. Maybe we should just have like a static evening or something.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds like a blast, dude. I'll bring do you bring popcorn? What do you bring?
Oh, you don't bring anything. You buy it there. Right?
You don't bring anything.
Totally
a blanket?
Expensive.
You bring a blanket?
You don't need to bring a blanket, though. I mean, you're inside. It's the pit.
It's indoor.
Yeah, it's indoor. Hey, Stever.
Hey.
Do I bring a flag or something?
No, Shane.
Yeah.
You need to take some notes here, bro.
Okay, yeah. Number one.
Hold on, literally, let me get my notepad.
Literally.
The stadium is on the northeast corner of Avenida Cesar Chavez and University.
Yes.
It's not the open stadium.
Yeah, that's where they play. That's where they play the football.
University Arena, King Court, the pit is on the west side of the university.
Yes.
So there you go. Now you've cleared it up for me.
Here's what you need.
See things clearly now, Stever.
You need a Lobo hat. You need head to toe red.
Red.
You just gotta wear red.
I got a brand new red watch.
There you go.
That other place over there is Isotopes Park.
Oh, yeah, Isotopes Park. That's on the other corner.
That is?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay.
All right, you guys, man. Have an amazing day.
You too. Love you too, bro. All right.
I sang in the pit once.
Oh, wow.
The national anthem.
Did you really?
Uh-huh, for a game.
Ready, go.
And then I peaced out. No.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
My wife played in the pit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, basketball?
State championship,
Dang.
Yeah.
I also had Razzle Dazzle in the pit when I was in sixth grade. I'm done with that now. I don't do Razzle Dazzle. That's it.
Or sing. Both things I'm thankful for.
Oh, I'm bringing them back.
I should have hit that because you said you're bringing it back. I'm bringing back some music so we can listen to some jams. How's that sound?
Not good.
Why?
Because it sounds fine.
Okay. Static.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey there.
What's up?
Well, I had to get in on this Lobo combo.
Okay.
I have been in Albuquerque for 4 years.
Okay.
I have never been to a Lobo game either.
Wow.
But I'm already ready to go because I have a red Lobo shirt.
There you go. See?
So that's half the battle, right?
Yes.
I don't have any red.
And then you've got to understand, you're not allowed to sit until... All right, we score, And then we stay standing until they score as well. Like, you just stand, and then I'll have to give you guys the proper etiquette.
What? Is this, it's like mass?
It's like going to a Catholic service, exactly.
Yeah, you'll have to do that, because
you don't
I have
know when
no
you're supposed to stand
idea what
or kneel
local
or...
And when you get into the aisle, you do the little...
No, you don't have to do that.
No? Okay.
You don't have to do that. No.
And the good news is that I know football, so while y'all are enjoying the game, I can sit there and tell, like, Mitch the rules and stuff.
We're talking basketball.
We're totally talking about basketball.
There's no football.
Oh, okay. It's baseball. You don't know, right?
What?
I don't.
No, Mitch. I'm talking about. Remember how when you first started and you always trying to teach your sport?
She doesn't know anything.
Okay. I learned a lot about baseball because of this guy and also because I went to a baseball game this summer and the kids behind me were letting me know everything that was going on.
But you know football or no?
I know football. I just pretend like I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big game.
Yeah.
Well, I can help you out a little bit with that, but
there you go.
Yeah, I can rock my red t-shirt. That'll work.
Yes, just a red t-shirt.
I'm just going to rent out the Jeter boys to you.
There you go.
From time to time, because they know everything about everything when it comes to sports.
No, seriously, though, when is the next game? Because I have seriously never experienced, and I heard it's pretty amazing.
I would just visit their website.
It's really loud, and you got to go during conference play, which is what's happening right now. I'll tell you that much. So,
okay.
We played UNLV last night.
We'll kick it down. We'll do this. It sounds like a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. All right,
guys. Have a great day. God bless.
God bless you, too. All right. 505-338-3700. Yeah, there's just something about the Pit. I don't know. I'm a fan.
It's like nostalgia or...
No, it's just fantastic. Just are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not, actually.
So, I'm lame. I'm a terrible human being. Because we played UNLV, and I take it one game at a time in my mind. I don't know when our next game
apparently
is. I apologize.
That's okay.
So, anyways. All right. This is an adventure!
An adventure, Charlie.
That's at least the name of the song we're about to play.
Okay.
From their new record, Lighthouse
and the Whaler.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have a new record called This Is an Adventure. Going to the Pit, an adventure.
Better not disappoint. It's all I have to say.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. We're going to rock some of that. We also have some 30 Seconds to Mars on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
You didn't bust it.
Here we go. Yes, huh?
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
I did. It was in my mind. It was in the theater of my mind.
You can't
literally
bust it in your mind. That doesn't count.
Wait, what are we
talking
about?
What kind of an MC are you in your mind?
I'm a great one in my mind.
Speaking of MCs, there's a super fresh event coming up called Noise. Our boy Lucent and a bunch of other hip-hop artists are going to be playing it. You can catch all the details at calvaryabq.org.
Or mystaticradio.com.
Or mystaticradio.com. Dude, it's going to be fresh.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. While you're there, you can catch details to all of our events. Shows like this Noise hip hop concert coming up next Friday, I believe. Right?
Yes, it's going to be put on with Life Quest as well.
Booyah!
And we'll have Justin in to talk about it and other things with Life Quest later.
Yeah. So I got really excited because somehow, some way, I have no idea how it's possible that I've never seen a Lucent live.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no idea how. I need to remedy that.
And
I need to
think
make
you
that
can
happen.
You have an opportunity January 18th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater.
Yeah, so check out all the details for that. Speaking of the Lobo Theater, we are doing a fundraiser for Static Radio because we broke.
The best fundraiser ever.
Yeah, I believe so. Tickets are on sale right now for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken at the Lobo Theater. It's going down Tuesday, February 12th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15. That's it.
It's super, super cheap. It's a win-win situation because we get... All the proceeds.
Yeah, all the proceeds benefit this
Static
ministry.
Radio.
Yeah.
The ministry. And you guys get an awesome concert.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so do we, because we're going to be there. We're not missing
this. Dude, I'm amped. I saw them at the launch pad when The Becoming opened for them. And that was, people were like standing on people. It was a crazy sold out show. They sell out every time they come through Albuquerque. And the launch pad, or the Lobo being like a smaller venue of sorts. There's only 400 tickets. So... once those are gone, those are gone.
Yeah.
So we didn't have tickets at the door for King and Country because it's sold out.
We had to turn people away.
Had to turn a lot of people away at the door. Don't be one of those people that we have to turn away at the door. Get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. It's the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken. It's going to be huge.
Yes.
So, yeah. Coming right back, we got some sleep for sleepers and the 7 o'clock hour, which is going to include a lot of shenanigans. I don't know.
True debt.
Really?
Yes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Cities and Saints. Again.
Good morning.
Again.
And again.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
So I have good news.
Ooh, I've got great news, too.
Mine is better.
You go first.
I posted the red jumpsuit apparatus information on Facebook, so people can just go to our Facebook and check it out.
Uh-huh.
And then buy their tickets from
Beautiful.
Right there.
Beautiful. Bam!
I highlighted it, so it's like, you can't miss it.
There you go. Is that the correct word, highlighted? It's not highlight?
I highlight it.
You highlight it.
No, it sounds like I hurt something. Oh, I have other good news.
Oh, good.
So I kind of have like a big water bill,
uh-huh.
But I know how to fix it.
Okay.
And I know how to fix everyone else's crazy water bill.
Oh, okay. Turn your water off.
No.
Oh.
Pee in the shower.
Wait, what?
You have to pee in the shower.
Where did...
And all I have to say is don't knock it.
I thought you had real news this morning.
This is news.
Oh, man. I can't believe this. Is this a breaking news story?
Yes.
Okay.
Breaking news. The officials say peeing in the shower saves lots of clean water and is good for the environment. And my own personal fact of life, prevents athlete's foot. Pee in the shower. And if you have a jellyfish bite, it can also help you in this moment of despair. Pee in the shower. It saves water and cuts costs on your water bill. Thank you. Back to you, Steve-O.
What? That was it? That was real?
Yeah, pee in the shower.
According to officials?
Yeah.
You just, like, who are these officials?
According, I don't know, somebody in the Netherlands.
yeah, because they're completely normal.
Yeah. A local government official in the Netherlands is recommending people save money and resources by peeing the shower. Yeah, you don't have to buy as much toilet paper. If you're a girl, guys don't use newspapers.
Can we just...
Do you pee in the shower? It's a yes or no question. It's not like a maybe. You can't be kind of peeing in the shower. You either do...
I'm not answering that one. I may or may not be answering it right.
Is it okay for girls to pee in the shower?
Ugh. Can we move on?
No.
You know what? This actually ties directly into what I wanted to talk about, which is perfect. This is perfect. So.
Hold on. I had one more question before you got into this.
Yeah.
Is it okay for girls to pee in the shower?
I'm not answering that.
Yes or
You're
no?
You're a girl. You are much more qualified to answer that statement.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. So according to Dutch officials, we should, so we can save water? That's just gross,
if
man.
If I do, I'm saving water and money.
Uh-huh. Because, are you really? Because then,
yeah, because
here's the deal.
A little bit of pee, and then you flush the toilet. Okay. Then you flush the toilet. You waste a whole bowl of water. A whole toilet bowl full of water because you peed a little. And I grew up in the mountains. Uh-huh. I'm just going to say that we had to haul our own water.
You're backwoodsy.
Yeah. We had to haul our own water. And so that means we had to be very sparing.
You were diligent.
And very careful with how much water we use.
Mm-hmm.
So the rule was, in every house in the mountains, it wasn't just mine, is if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Who are you this morning? Stevers nodding his head in agreement.
I'm just saying.
If it's yellow, let it what?
Mellow.
Let it mellow
out. Like, you know, chill out. Chill out. Just, it can stay right there. If it's brown, flush it down.
This is the worst conversation I've ever had in my entire life.
My mom would be proud.
I have never felt more awkward.
We just got back from the bathroom, so I was on topic.
There you go.
Hey,
Stever.
That goes back to, water conservation back in the 80s.
Wow. Okay.
That saying?
Yeah.
That's good.
No.
I never knew. My boys will be stoked.
The biggest problem for them is making it into the toilet.
Oh, man. Static.
Well, good morning. And I don't know about this conversation, but I thought I needed to call because, somebody had to.
Thank you.
Could you believe this? Who is this woman?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Are you serious? Mitch, do you have a fever?
Yes.
She does.
Well,
she
sure do.
Anyways,
the only prescription.
I called for two reasons. One, to validate you, because, well, in the military, it is said that they do teach the gentlemen or the ladies to urinate on the feet to, yes, to kill the athlete's foot.
You don't, see, you're not allowed to cover your face, Mitch. This is your stupid topic.
I learned
you
this.
You did this.
I learned what you're saying in sixth grade.
Wow.
In a health class.
Well, Steve-O, I'm very sorry, but I just, somebody did tell me that once, and I wanted to validate, but I still think it's gross, and I do believe that you have the right to plead the fifth and not answer the question, and I don't think that this is exactly glorifying to Jesus, the conversation, so I think we should indeed change the subject.
Okay.
But I really wanted to call and just wonder who this woman was that was sitting with you.
I think my favorite part is the idea that this conversation isn't edifying and that she wants to move
me?
On
we're being
by calling
frugal.
In and continuing the conversation.
My biggest problem is that we're being frugal, which is totally glorifying. And before we move on, I have some statistics. So, first a question. Do you think that Dutch people are more, they conserve a little bit more with like water, they're a little bit more frugal, or do you think Americans are?
Do you think
Dutch is, so you think Americans waste more?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? We waste more than anyone in the world.
I know. So
we're so wasteful.
So that means that this statistic is probably higher for us. The Dutch person uses 10.3 gallons of water per day on showers and 9.5 gallons per day on flushing the toilet.
Wow.
So that means we use a whole lot more. Do you know how much more water we could save just by peeing in the shower?
I hear everything you're saying. Static. Oh, there we go. My boys are probably at home losing their minds, thinking this is the greatest thing in the universe.
Yeah.
The first time we ever went camping.
And it's going to save you some messes to clean up.
The first time we ever went camping, I will never, ever forget it. I have like photo/video of this because one of my boys had to go potty. And I'm like, one or two? One. Okay. You see that tree over there? We're in the woods. And it was like this foreign concept to him. He lit up like a Christmas tree. He was the happiest dude in the universe and ran over there like it was the best thing that's ever happened. Like, I am peeing outdoors! It was like this rite of passage for him. So
it is a rite of passage.
They're going to be excited. And now apparently this is good for the I was going to say economy. That too.
Environment.
The environment. The ecology. I don't know what that
no.
is. Static.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
You know what? I have to agree with Mitch on this. I grew up in the 80s, and you know what? The government paid my parents to not use the land. I grew up on a farm, so that soil conservation, water conservation, we did that. Didn't flush till it was time.
Wow.
See?
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, like, the dirty of the water, I mean, dishes, oh my gosh. Like, you did not empty the drain of water until the last dish was done.
Exactly.
It did not matter how brown it was.
We just kept cleaning those dishes.
You just kept bleaching it.
Yep.
I mean, you bleached it. Oh my gosh, we used so much bleach.
Amazing. Amazing this is happening.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm with Mitch, sorry.
All right, totally cool with me.
So it's cool to pee in the shower.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Remember when I walked away and
talk
I was like, hey, grab a topic for us. I honestly, I can tell you with true clarity and honesty that I did not think that you would ever have this as a topic. So, static.
Shello!
Oh boy, do you pee in the shower?
No, will you
Oh
stop?
My God, did you just ask me that? And yes, I do. No, check it out, though. But I'm with Mitch with the yellow mellow. Calm down. My wife hates
it. That's disgusting.
It. So
that is
mad.
Disgusting. I'm not going to lie, bro. That's disgusting.
I can take a shower like in 3 minutes.
Ugh.
No, like literally, what else are you doing in a dang shower unless you're a chick shaving your legs or...
I agree. I agree with like short showers. What I can't handle is like pee smell. I can't...
No, that's why you close the lid.
Uh-uh.
And that's why you have, like, one of those smellers in the back of your toilet.
No! You flush! It's disgusting, you know?
When you flush once, what happens is that smell just goes into the air and it stays there while the mellow is yellowing. Mellow, yellow, whatever. And
the bathroom is a sanctuary.
Is someone stirring the toilet bowl?
No, my wife is really good. She loves candles. So she always, has candles around the house, and she'll light them up during the day. You can't smell it. Believe me, if I smelled urine in my bathroom, that would be crazy.
Yeah, I can't. I know. This is why, like, rest stops, these places,
I can't go there.
See? Exactly.
I mean, can you imagine flush it, it's like, what is it, like 2 gallons or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on your toilet, you know, what it holds and everything like that. But, yeah, man, you don't need to flush it just because you peed in it. Come on.
Exactly.
This conversation is unreal.
I'm freaking out.
Okay, you know, New Mexico should be paying me right now. I'm teaching everyone to conserve water more than they are.
Oh, this is great. All right, man, I love you guys.
Love you too. Pool boy from Cruces.
I'm just saying that it's best.
Okay, here's one. Pool boy just called in. We should have asked him this.
Okay.
He's a pool boy. He cleans pools.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Call him. Do we
know? I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know. No. Static!
Hey, I just got to warn you about letting your kids pee outside. Because I grew up out in the woods, right? And I peed outside all the time. And then when I visit my grandpa in, like, the suburbs, I still thought it was okay when I was a little kid.
No.
So if you come home and your kids are peeing in your front yard and your neighbors are all freaked out, you got to be careful for that.
Okay, you know what? That's a good point. That is a good point to bring up.
It was once when they were camping. They did not come home.
Yeah,
like,
but you know what? You know what that did?
What?
That opened up a whole new world of opportunity.
It really
for them.
Did. Yep.
Because,
this is true.
Because when they're teenagers, they're going to be like, there's a side of a building.
No!
And I have to pee.
Ah, oh, great. Thanks for the call, man.
Totes illegal.
Did you just say totes?
Totes.
Oh,
like a tote
wow.
bag.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, this is perfect. What's the first thing you do when you wake up besides open your eyes and stretch and complain about having to get up?
No, well, it's not peeing in the shower, I'll tell you that much.
Peeing.
Oh, man.
Urinating.
Hey, look, traffic!
The road is under construction. Right lane is closed at Chelwood Park North at Lomas, and that's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, SoPo, right here on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road. We need to get, 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. I've had plenty of liquids this morning.
I am not calling them right now to order breakfast, because we're talking about,
No, I don't want to call them.
Static!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning. I can't keep it together.
I'm trying not to wreck driving to work.
yeah. Wow.
Okay. So, what you guys are saying about peeing outside, I actually have a cousin who, that's where he learned, and he would not pee inside. He was, 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
See,
it was
what you're teaching the youths,
I'm not teaching.
Mitch.
I didn't teach anyone to pee outside.
Oh,
you
man.
Did.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, you too.
Let us know. Do you pee in the shower?
No, do not let us know. I don't want to know your bathroom. What is it? Etiquette?
Well, I
don't know.
Don't let
don't
us
care.
Know if you pee in the shower, but let us know by letting us know if it's okay. Or not. Oh, look, a phone call.
Static.
You guys are crazy.
No, why you guys? I'm not lumped into this.
Is it okay to pee in the shower?
No, will you shut up?
Real question. Are you saying you walk to the bathroom and you have a choice between peeing in the toilet or peeing in the shower? You just go
and
pee
you
in
just
the
walk
shower?
In it? Thank you. This is what I'm talking about.
No, all I'm saying is if I have to get in the shower, why am I going to waste the toilet paper?
Oh.
And an extra flush. That's all I have to say. It's
so
a
you're
step.
Not saying just walk into the bathroom and go pee in the shower rather than the toilet, though.
Right, exactly. Hey, it's like
I'm glad we're clarifying.
Right.
You mean first thing in the morning, you get up and you'll just go straight
okay,
to the shower.
Well, let me tell you something.
Bypass one
Let me
thing.
Tell you something about my job. There is a strict rule. There's a strict rule of hygiene.
And timeliness.
And timeliness.
Because you have to be on time for the morning
and
show.
And so I can't waste time, but I need to be clean.
Did you really just say a strict rule of hygiene?
Yeah.
We do have hygiene rules here.
It's like the 14th rule.
The 14th?
Something like that. It's pretty near the bottom, but it's on that list, and they want you to forget, but I'm not going to forget. I read that, and I was like, that's important.
It is. So, I'm so glad you never forget that one. Oh, man. I can't. Wow. I don't even know what to say. This ties directly into my conversation.
Okay, hold on.
Because I found something, you found something, and they kind of correlate.
Okay, so on that, we'll this will be a good segue. Okay, on that, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus Show is happening at the Lobo Theater.
Yes.
February 12th. Uh-huh. Get your tickets now, but I warn you, go to the bathroom before. Because like in this place, there's only like two stalls.
That's true.
I'm just saying. I remember that, and they're freezing, too.
But it is an uphill, and I've seen a lot of people just go outside.
So this is where you implement those outdoorsy rules.
No!
Don't do that. I don't condone that.
So speaking of crazies, I found this list. Wow. I don't even know how to segue to this. Psychologist Kevin Dutton, he wrote a book called The Wisdom of Psychopaths.
What? Are you alluding to something right now?
He created a top 10 list of the most attractive and least attractive professions for psychopaths.
Okay.
Top 10 list of the most attracted jobs for psychopaths.
Oh,
like,
no.
Most psychopaths have this kind of job.
I didn't read this story.
No. So we're going to have to... I'm going to make you guess, of course, okay. Because that's how I do, but... Static!
I just had a question before we dive into psychopaths.
Absolutely.
You guys said that the 14th rule was near the bottom of the list? You guys only have 14 rules?
Yeah.
Static Radio, are you serious?
Yes.
I just got hired yesterday. My new orientation booklet was like 50 pages. Yeah. Notably, peeing in the shower and hygiene was not one of them.
Yeah.
You have 14 rules? Are you serious?
At least.
We have so many more than that. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I only got through 14 17? Of them.
18 and a half? What are you talking about? You said it was near the bottom.
It was near the bottom.
Talk about pee on the radio. Are you kidding me?
We don't. Okay, here's the thing about our rules. Those are the ones written down. All the other ones are like, well, if you don't know this, you're just still going to get in trouble.
Yeah, there are things you should know. You should know.
But apparently hygiene is not one of them.
Oh, man.
14 rules. 14. No, I'm just blown away. And yeah. I love you guys. And thank you for talking about me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm 7 again. And it is the best. So,
wow.
Yes.
You're
yes.
welcome.
This Wait. Is better than Mad Lib Monday.
There you go.
Oh,
good Lord. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Hey, bro. All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Psychopaths next up.
Yep.
I have some guessing to do.
Top 10 list of the most attractive jobs or the jobs that attract most psychopaths. There you go.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll have some guessing. It'll be fun. Under oath. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Unifier, lock the light in.
Also known as future ghosts, but they are no longer that.
Well, so they're not also known as because they're not future ghosts.
Formerly known as future ghosts.
There you go. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show.
I got exciting news. It's not about peeing in the shower, but for King and Country is going to be on Jay Leno tonight.
Yes, they are.
I'm excited.
That's going to be great. Local, check your local listings.
Somewhere. Also, I am convincing people to pee in the shower.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm going to be done with it after this, but I just got a reason. Or I got a text tweet. Oh my gosh, I got a tweet.
You can do this.
Thebe says he doesn't pee in the shower. However, I am giving him solid reason to start. Just saying.
You're just helping the economy.
I am.
You're helping people go green.
Gabriel does it.
Or
go
yellow,
green.
As it were.
Well, just whatever. I don't know the color wheel.
So, I found this list of the top 10 jobs that attract the most psychopaths. This is a list of jobs that basically a guy, Kevin Dutton, he's a psychologist.
Okay.
He wrote a book called The Wisdom of Psychopaths, What Saints, Spies, and Serial Killers Can Teach Us About Success. He created a top 10 list for the most attractive and least attractive professions for psychopaths. These are the jobs that attract the most crazies.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Am I? I don't know. Do I have to guess?
Yes, you do. Phone lines are open 505-338-3700. If you can guess the number one job that attracts the most crazies before Mitch, we'll hook you up with the prize.
Is it?
Or if somebody's on the phone while you guess, maybe
I
wanna we'll still hook
my
up.
My first guess, but I can't.
Go ahead.
Famous people? Like not, I guess it's not a profession.
Famous people's
acting,
not a job.
Acting media?
Acting. Wait, being acting the, or media?
Well, it's like being in the media, being in the spotlight.
Okay. Number three.
Wow.
Radio and television.
Okay.
Attracts. It's the third on the list for the most psychopaths, which makes sense since you've been talking about peeing in the shower all morning. You are absolutely out of your mind.
Those are the normal people. Normal people.
That's number three on the list. What is the number one job that attracts the most psychopaths? Static.
Is it healthcare?
Ooh, healthcare is on the list, but...
Like doctor?
It comes later. In fact, it's not even really healthcare, it's a surgeon. Surgeons come in at five. Number five on the list. In fact, the professions that are least attractive to psychopaths, number one, care aide, number two, nurse. So, actually, that would be the least. So there you go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. If you think you can guess the number one job that attracts most psychopaths.
Gas station clerk.
Gas station clerk?
Yeah, you know, like working like the graveyard shift.
Yeah, no, I know. No.
Like, not even on the list. Oh my gosh, is this person going to kill me?
Not even on the list.
Okay.
Actor.
Actor. Media was number three. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to take a stab at this.
See what you did there.
Paul in Houston says morning radio DJ, but that was number three.
Okay.
My wife texted in trying to get in on this.
What'd she say?
Mailman.
Dude.
Nope. Not even on the list. Nope. Static.
Would it be a stockbroker?
A stockbroker. Nope.
Stockbroker.
Not even in the top 10.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, though. Static. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Maybe they guessed stockbroker, too. Stever.
Professional athlete.
Professional athlete. No. Not even on the list.
Military.
Nope. No. Military.
One guess at a time, Stever.
Dog groomers.
Oh. Yes.
Static.
Yes. What about teachers?
Teachers. That is actually number seven on the list of the professions that are least attractive to psychopaths.
Okay. So,
okay.
True story.
Okay.
So the top 10 jobs that attract most psychopaths, meaning psychopaths, most psychopaths.
Okay.
This is the number one job that they have had in the past, maybe, as it were.
Construction.
The Journal of Abnormal Psychology notes that psychopathy is a personality disorder characterized by antisocial behavior, selfishness, egocentricity, callousness, manipulativeness, and lack of empathy.
Okay, so people... Wait, that's the job, or that's...
That's a characteristic of psychopaths. Static.
Okay.
Oh, no, you already answered that one.
This Static. One. Hello.
Hey, I was thinking maybe like a retail worker.
A retail worker.
Like
no.
No.
Salesperson is number four, but no.
All right.
Guys getting closer. You guys haven't said one or two, actually. According to a psychologist, he wrote a book. I'm not going to say who he is because you could probably Google it at this point. Top 10 list of the most attractive and least attractive professions for crazies.
Okay.
Psychopaths. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Engineers.
Nope. Static.
Realtor.
Real estate agents.
I can imagine.
Not on the list.
No?
Not even on the top 10.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, I don't know.
I guess that would make sense because you'd always have a home to hide the body.
Oh, my gosh.
But...
Are we talking about these people being...
Yes. Like, jobs that attract the most psychopaths.
Oh, so they are the psychopaths.
These are the psychopath. Yes. These are the crazies.
I just understood the question.
Ooh. Dave the Drummer Dave says toll collector. No, not even on the top 10.
Okay.
Yes, they still exist.
I live in New Mexico.
Yeah, I know. We don't have that, but
I've never been out
other places
here.
Static.
I have to say grocery baggers.
Grocery baggers.
Oh, yeah, and then they offer to take your cart to your car. No.
Total creepers.
I got this. Thank you. I can walk myself.
We're putting down pretty much everybody in the universe, except the top two, not even on the list. Thanks for the call, though.
See.
505-338-3700.
And they're just doing their job, but I still don't want them to even ask to
help
me. Who got it?
Colin Houston.
He got it?
Nope. But he did guess the number two one.
Oh, then why won't you say
it? I'm not going to say it. Static.
Hey, is it game design?
Game designer. No, those guys are creative, bro. That's like top 10 least attractive crazies. Number 8, creative artist. Yeah.
That one makes sense because psychopaths are kind of crazy, so they create the crazy games.
The crazy games.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No, that's how they get their creativity out, is by creating these games so that they don't go crazy.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No.
Now, let me clarify. According to this psychologist, he says, quote, when psychologists talk about psychopaths, what we're referring to are people who have a distinct set of personality characteristics, which includes things like ruthlessness, fearlessness, mental toughness, charm, persuasiveness, and a lack of conscience and empathy.
People who work at a jail.
People who work at a jail know. I'm shocked that nobody else is...
And I don't mean that.
Static!
You know.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How about people who deliver things to people's homes?
Ooh, like a delivery person.
Yeah, well, like they help people move, or like they have the Photoshop people where they take family, like internet stuff, where they don't actually deal with the people, but they like get inside information, like they set up security cameras and that kind of stuff, and then they keep the information.
Overly thought this through.
So people who work from home.
Not on the list.
Yeah, because they're like by themselves. They're
not
like around
the
people.
List.
They're their own boss.
No. Not going to happen. Not even on the list.
I need to know. This is killing me.
I'm going to just say this right now.
Tell me what
and
Paul
I'm not
going to
tell him.
Says.
I'm not, because he keeps inching closer and closer to number one. In fact, he may have somehow pseudo said it already. But he's texting me, so that doesn't count. Static!
Okay, your list is wrong if it doesn't say politicians.
Oh! Wow. No. All right.
All right.
They're the smart crazies.
They're the smart crazies?
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah. Okay. Number 10 on the top 10 jobs that attract the most psychopaths.
10.
Number 10 was a civil servant.
What is that?
A civil servant? Somebody who works for civility.
A servant who is... pretends
Static.
To be normal.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. What's your guess?
Chief Executive Officer.
Boom! Number one! Yep.
You Googled that.
You Googled it. You had to. Stay on the line. Ruiner of fun.
Chief Executive what?
A CEO.
Hey.
Stever.
Who said post office?
Who said post office, my wife?
That's a civil servant.
Ah.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
They differentiate, actually. So,
how do you know that?
Thank you, Stever, for that. Because here it is. I got the list of the top 10. Here we go. Are you ready? 10
yes.
to 1.
Yes.
Number 10, civil servant. Number 9, a chef.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I'm not letting my wife watch Chopped ever again. Number 8, clergy.
Chopped. I love that show. Clergy.
Yeah. Number 7, a police officer. Number 6, a journalist.
A police officer? We should be worried about that, right?
Can I get through this stupid
list?
No.
We should stop at police officer and talk about this. That's a problem, right? Because they're supposed to be protecting us, but they're being crazy, apparently?
This is according to one psychologist.
Okay, so I don't believe it.
Number 6,
not fact.
A journalist.
Okay.
Number 5, a surgeon. Number 4, a salesperson. Number 3, a radio or television personality.
A surgeon. Wasn't there like
Number 3, right there, you and me.
You and I.
We made it. You and I, we made the list. Okay, number 2, nobody said, and I'm kind of shocked that nobody said
but
this.
But Paul in Houston was inching towards
Paul
this.
Paul in Houston said this.
Okay.
A lawyer.
Oh.
Really, people? Lawyers are crazy.
Baby, I'm crazy, kidding. Yo.
I'm just kidding. You can send all your hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com.
I'll check for it right
Thank
now.
You. Thank you.
Look, nothing.
Number 1 on the list of the top 10 jobs that attract most psychopaths, a chief executive officer or CEO. There you go.
Wow.
There's your list.
That dude totally Googled it, but we're going to give him a prize anyway.
Fine, we can. Googler. Gosh.
I'm going to be really sad. I'm going to be really sorry if he didn't Google it and he just knew it.
So there it is. There's your list. We'll be definitely giving away more stuff here soon.
We're giving away this board.
I'm going to give this board away.
There you go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is a water main break. so caution.
Which is disgusting because everybody pees in the shower, apparently, so there's pee everywhere.
Yeah. Don't step in that water. Taylor Ranch Drive north at Montana.
You have ruined everything, Mitch. You have killed the illusion that people are hygienic.
We are hygienic. We're peeing while we're showering. It's like you pee and then you soap up. And you wash your hair and wash your face.
Just do traffic.
You know what's really gross to think about?
Oh, just do traffic.
Construction Coors Boulevard between Blue Water and Gonzales, as well as the right lane is closed at Chelwood, north at Lomas, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
If you are going to pee in the shower,
okay,
do not brush your teeth as well. Because that's gross.
Oh, man. Our
one
traffic
or the other.
Every day is brought to you by the raddest little coffee shop here on campus.
It's
true.
Solomon Sports, this is Amy.
Amy!
What's up?
Hey.
2 days in a row.
I know.
I think this is the last day,
I'm
though.
So glad you answered, because if it was a dude, I was going to ask a question, but I'm not going to, and if you do,
hey,
I will fight you. I will fight you. I'm going to turn your mic off. I'm turning your mic off. I don't want to. I'm not kidding. No, you don't want the question.
I want the question.
Do you pee in the shower?
No! I don't want to know. I don't want to know, Amy. Don't answer that.
Wait, what was the question?
Nothing. Mitch, I will fight you to the death. So here's the thing. We just need a couple Cuban campanas and a Stever, and then we're good.
Tell me the question.
No? Okay, cool. Thanks. All right. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. We've got some Demon Hunters, some Switchfoot. Woo! Steve-O and Mitch. In the morning. I just turned your mic on. You can talk now.
I'm going to ask her when we get
Static
there.
Radio. Good morning.
Hey. Just hanging out?
You know, 806. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
In the morning.
Joining us.
Yeah.
Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. Ding. Ah.
Welcome.
Wow. We got new sound effects.
Yeah.
It's me.
She's like that dude from the Police Academy movies that could do all those crazy sound effects.
What are you talking about?
What? The dude in Police Academy? They could do all the sound effects? When I was a little kid, I was like, I'm going to be just like him.
You were a little kid like 80 years ago.
He could do all these like crazy sound effects with his mouth.
We do not recommend that the young generation watches Police Academy.
I really don't. Don't go watch that movie.
Okay, so it's not informational. I'm thinking Police Academy. He's teaching you everything you do at a police academy.
No. Okay. But there was this one dude who was awesome and can make a lot of noises with his mouth.
Awesome, and that's what you learned from that show as a child.
Yeah, it was a movie. Thankfully, that's all I kept from that movie. So, anyways. Clay Schroff.
Hey.
In studio with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Got a lot going on.
Yeah?
Ready?
Yes. Ready?
Everybody.
Go.
Everybody needs to go to Santa Fe next Wednesday.
What's going on in Santa Fe?
They're going to march. Peaceful march. On the Capitol, as everyone's, what do you call it?
Literally convening. On the Capitol.
We're going to go to the Capitol and let them know that it's not okay that we have the most liberal rules when it comes to abortion.
Dude we just actually got a story. Are you going to? Okay, there you go.
Segue. I didn't know.
No, it's with abortion. It's about abortion.
Right.
Planned Parenthood. It had to report this last week. It received $542 million from government in 2011-2012, performing 995,687 abortions. Staggering. Planned Parenthood received $1,622 in government funds for each abortion.
So they say that they're doing this.
$1,622 in government funds.
For each abortion. So they're saying that they're doing this to help out the girl because this is what the girl wants. But what they don't tell you is that they're making some dollars off of this.
Also, to let you know what that translates to in time, from a time perspective, one abortion every 94 seconds was performed.
Okay, now I'm going to really blow you guys away. Take away Planned Parenthood and all that federal funding.
Okay.
Take it all away. Did you know that it will hardly touch New Mexico? Because New Mexico State pays Medicaid mm-hmm. for up to late-term abortions. It wouldn't even put a dent in it. We have people driving here from all over the United States to do late-term abortions because in their town, they found that it was heinous.
And clarify, what is a late-term abortion?
Up until the point that the baby is born.
Wow.
And aren't there only very few doctors in the United States that can perform that?
We were talking with some folks yesterday, and this is what he said. He said he saw license plates from Montana and from all over because they're unwilling to do it in their states, and they're tightening up. They're saying, this is obviously not moral.
Right.
And, you know, and obviously we as Christians know that it's immoral from the time of conception, but we need to gain ground slowly. That's how wars are mm-hmm. won.
Mm-hmm.
We do late-term abortions here, and I don't think women actually realize that a lot of times that's unregulated. So a lot of those are botched abortions and women are being maimed and hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Representative Definitely. Diane Black, Republican in Tennessee. She's a second term congresswoman and former Tennessee state legislator who's battled, Planned Parenthood for years, says that their, report is further proof that Congress needs to defund Planned Parenthood because she said, quote, as Planned Parenthood's federal funds reached an all time high, so did the number of abortions it provided, while its real health services for women continues to decline. This report underscores the pressing need to cut off all federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America. Abortions make up, at this point, 92% of Planned Parenthood's pregnancy services, while prenatal care and adoption referrals account for less than 8% of what they do at Planned Parenthood. Since 2009... contraceptive services have dropped by 12%, and cancer screenings and prevention services have dropped by 29%.
Wow, and that's what they're supposed to be there
And this
for.
Is what it, yes. And so, wow, it's unreal to think about, but this is what we're facing. This is where it's at. This is where our nation is at.
And so it's kind of blowing up in the news. Like, we just heard about Hobby Lobby. They don't want to give out Plan B. They don't want to have anything to do with that. So tomorrow you guys are, or not tomorrow, next week? When did you say?
Next week.
Next week you guys are going to Santa Fe to I don't know, protest?
It's a march. It's a march on the Capitol saying we stand for pro-life and you guys need to make some law changes. Actually, I have Ooh. There's my little cricket going off.
Yeah.
I just got a hold of Bud Schaefer, and okay. he's the gentleman cool. that's putting it together. I'll get the website and okay. give it to you guys, and cool. we can pull it up and post it, not only on your all's website, but I'm going to post it on ours as well.
Okay.
And I think abortion sucks. We know it's wrong, but we know it's wrong. Not everyone knows why it's wrong. Not everyone is educated. And so I think that'll really help with education. I mean, people didn't know what Plan B was. I was talking about this a few days ago on air that... As a 16-year-old, I was just told that Plan B is a higher dosage of birth control that will just kind of take over for the past 72 hours, so it's like you're safe. But they didn't tell me that this is an abortion.
Mm.
And so things like that, like little things that the doctors aren't going to tell you, it's necessary. It's education, and we need to know about
Static.
It.
Static.
Hey, Steve-O, Mitch, Clay.
Hey.
Hey, what is there a biblical view for contraceptive and for birth control? I mean, what is your view on that?
We've actually talked about that on Shock Therapy Live. Shock Therapy Live.
We've talked
about that before, and I would recommend checking out that podcast because Pastor Nate put it very eloquently. But if you're talking about like condoms and things like that, people can be divided on that. They can become divisive even in the church, which I personally don't understand. I mean, I could talk very bluntly about my thoughts and feelings about it, but I almost don't want to on the air.
No, but is there a biblical
right.
you know, answer? Because, I mean, if it's biblical, then, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why I definitely recommend checking out the Shock Therapy Live podcast on that show because we got in-depth on that because there were a few questions on it. So,
right on, I'll check it out, man.
Okay, I couldn't shoot him off the top of my head right now. I'm medicated, so, but I definitely check that out because I know we got in-depth on that. So,
okay, right on, man.
All right, man.
All right, later.
Later. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. In studio with us right now, Clay Schroff. And yeah, you are the antithesis, I would say, of Planned Parenthood. Let's talk a little bit about the Aspen Project and what your ministry is doing, what you guys do. Yeah.
You know, primarily this is what we do. We educate the public, the Christian yeah. public, as to the needs of the children. And it could yeah. be, help save me, I've been conceived and I'm getting ready to be aborted.
Right.
It could be that... I need help. I'm a young mother, and I need some help and assistance. I have a child, and I don't have a crib, and I don't have diapers, and I don't have formula. So we'd help there. We want to advocate for foster care, adoption, respite care. And then we also like plugging people in with some mentorship programs. So yeah. anytime it comes to the voice of a child, we want to be there as long as the... We're plugging it so that they hear the voice of God. So sooner or later, they can be brought to their ultimate kingdom, which is heaven.
There you go.
But it's there's a lot going on.
There is.
And it let me tell you that the biggest thing we need to do as Christians, let me just put it that way, we need to get involved.
Yeah.
One day, take off next Wednesday, meet us up at Santa Fe, and let's do the march and say, we stand together. We are united on the things that we know are true. You know, the caller with the contraceptive, that could be controversial.
Right.
But the killing of a baby is yeah, not.
Absolutely.
So we need to stand together on the things that are clearly black and white.
Right.
And, you know, we can talk privately about the things that we're a little divided on that
yeah.
are gray.
And you know what? And that's what it is. I know some people will say, well, no, you should never, and you should never. And then there are other people who would say, no, there's wisdom in that because... What, are you going to have 17 kids and no way to, you know, and then the flip side of that is, well, God will always provide. And there's this argument back and forth. And, you know, I have three children myself, and the Jeter household, at least I know, is done having children. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to adopt in the future. That doesn't mean we're not going to foster in the future. We've already talked about those things. But for us, you know, I know that that's, we're good. We're done. We've prayed extensively about it. It wasn't like a flippant answer, but yeah, man, I know people can be divided on that, but you're right. We cannot be divided on the issue of abortion. And I want you to talk about this real quick before you go, because you talk about marching, and when we talk about protesting and marches, we see these people on street corners, and sometimes they have these idiotic signs, and they're yelling, and they're throwing things at cars, and they're acting like absolute morons that have nothing to do with the body of Christ. But you guys, when you quote-unquote protest, when you go march, you guys do it a little differently. And so will you talk a little bit about that as you're inviting people to join
you? Well, this is important to know. It's not just us that are going to be there.
Right.
So there may be some folks like that. Let me just say that. So let me say this. It is important. We have a God. Our God is not a God of chaos.
Yeah.
We're a God. We have a God of grace and a God of love.
And a God of order.
And a God of order. So coming out and standing at a place like this, this is how I envision it. You know what? Well, let me just say this. As we go to these late-term abortion clinics, a lot of the times, a woman has just had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming out. And I want to be really clear on our goal there is to love and to show mercy mm-hmm. and to show grace on that woman and let her know that she has a God that loves her. Because
yeah.
I probably killed 10 people on my way to work driving in my mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're yeah. all sinners.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the woman that was caught in the act of adultery.
Right.
You know what I mean? And how did Christ treat her? You know, as long as she turned from her sins are forgiven. He was a God of love and of grace. And that's yeah. how we are to be. If, you know, a protest, unfortunately, has come with such negative news media that we need to make sure that as Christians we're there in peace and love, and we're saying the only reason that we're here is because we love that unborn baby mm-hmm. and even more so we love that woman who is getting ready to make a choice that will impact her for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Right.
And if you do carry signs, if you want anything to do with us, it needs to say stuff like God loves you and I may be unexpected, but I'm always wanted.
Yeah.
Something that shows the love of Christ. Because that's true. And because we're not going to drive these women away from Christianity.
Right.
We want them to raise a child and come to Christ. And ultimately, let me tell you this. A woman that has had an abortion, The only way that she's ever going to get to see that unborn murdered child is by accepting Christ, mm-hmm. because that child is in the presence of our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
So forgiveness, forgive. He already died on the cross for us.
Yeah.
So that woman past needs tense, to like, feel the love. Yeah. Those sins are already forgiven if she chooses to give them over to our mighty and holy God.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we as Christians, how idiotic do we think we cannot represent Christ by pushing these women away from Christ by showing them love?
And sadly, they walk out of those clinics and they're broken, and they just made one of the, I mean, if it's post-abortion, one of the gnarliest decisions of their lives, and they come out broken. And sadly, a lot of people just condemn and throw them to the ground and say, I can't believe you've made this decision, and it's a terrible decision, don't get me wrong, and there are still consequences for those decisions, and there's still pain, and it's going to carry with them for the rest of their lives. However, you're right. We serve this God of redemption and restoration and hope, and if they walk out and into the loving arms of someone who says, what you did is not necessarily okay, but God loves and forgives you, and there is still hope and a future for you. Let us take you in and let us help you. How much more will that speak to them than you're a whore, you're wretched, you're vile, and get away from us, you know? And
you're an abomination to the Lord.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I wanted to be clear about what you guys mean by marching and quote unquote protesting, because it's got this negative connotation. It's got this stigma that everybody has to have this really nasty sign that they have to blur out on the news because it's not even appropriate for the news, you know.
Think about this. So if go back to when Christ, and they were selling things in his temple, and he created a whip, and he went through and he whipped them. Mm. Right? That's our God too. Let me say this. If God showed up at our march, right, you got to ask yourself, what would he do? Well, I know that if you're claiming to be a Christian and you're holding a hate sign, he'd probably beat you with your doggone sign. This is our God.
Right.
You know what? Our God would put his arms around these women that have made this decision and tell him he loves them. So don't carry a sign that God would beat you with.
Yeah. I like that. That's it.
Don't carry a sign that God would beat you with.
I kind of want to keep that. Yeah. Can we make a T-shirt?
I think I'm going to have a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's
a good
T-shirt.
You
really should. There it is. There's your slogan. Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project. You can find out all the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get involved. And as he said, this next Wednesday, we'll have
pro-life
all the details.
Movement.
Yeah, we'll have all the details posted. So, there it is.
There it is.
Thank you, Clay.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
As always.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
If you guys are business people and you're not supporting the station, please, please, this is a platform that they don't charge me to come in and do this.
Right.
You know, and I know that I've heard you guys talk about the homeless, and you guys are always representing children. And, you know, I've heard it said that the only people that are listening to this station are a bunch of 17-year-old kids, and I know different.
Right.
I get calls from my friends every day. I'm 46, 47, 45, somewhere in there.
Right.
I'll ask my wife here as soon as I get off the air how old I am.
Yeah.
But I listen, and I love it. So, and we need your support. This is a platform that if you're not supporting it, we can't take stations like this for granted, and there's fewer and fewer of them. So, you know what? Go to Static and post what this station means to you so that we can let the rest of the community know.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And you know what? That's never been more true than it is now. I've been a part of KLYT it'll be a decade, actually, in May. And yeah, unfortunately, recently we've had to eliminate some positions. Our staff is getting smaller because we do not have the support currently to keep up the way that we are. And so I love this ministry. I love that we have this platform, mm-hmm. that God has given us this method to reach out to the community of Albuquerque and the world through our app and online. And it would be very,
it would be very sad.
It would be a very sad day.
If you're listening right now, tell people.
Yeah.
Tell people about the march. Tell people that they can foster and adopt. But also tell people we have a station that they love God, and we need your help.
Yeah, man. There it is. All right. Thank you. Kenosis for you now. This one coming from the Mars Hill label.
There you go.
Been putting out some really great worship music lately.
And worship bands.
Yeah, I got some Johnny Cash on the way, but right now it's Kenosis. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Shell, Battle of Evermore.
The Queen of Light.
She wasn't done.
And then she turned to go.
And done. Okay, good. There you go. Shell, Battle of Evermore. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Ugh.
What?
You're not patient.
Sorry. 8:41 now. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hey, good news.
Yeah?
Two British comedians have opened the Sunday Assembly in the UK.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the first atheist church in the world. Oh.
Wait. It ruins everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They said, quote, "We thought it would be a shame not to enjoy the good stuff about religion, like the sense of community, just because of a theological disagreement," says Sanderson Jones. A British comedian who actually...
Okay.
Two comedians started this. So did I mention that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they said there's a difference between atheism and religion.
Okay.
He believes it's a theological disagreement. And...
Well, it is.
Yeah. He said it's sort of like saying that it's the difference between the Bernstein Bears and the Brothers Karamazov is a matter of length, but...
So they aren't, they're having church or whatever because of...
Community.
Okay.
Yeah, he says he's hoping this will provide skeptics with a regular sense of community.
No, you want to know why that doesn't provide skeptics anything? Because the Bible says that the only two things that really, that it boils down to is God and fellowship, community, friendship. So they're kind of just proving the point that we need that.
Well, yeah, this is, which is interesting. He says, quote, "We just want people to feel encouraged and excited when they leave." And so offering up a new place, the first atheist church. This is weird. I was reading this article yesterday. Ben Stein wrote this thing. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Christmas and Christmas trees. And he's Jewish and how he still, you know, rocks a Christmas tree every year. And the White House this year decided to call them holiday trees instead of Christmas trees.
What?
And he didn't understand the purpose of that because it's not a holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree. But they're trying to take the things from Christianity and still use, well, the Christmas tree is obviously not Christianity, but take the things from specific, like, okay, this is for Christmas, but we want to enjoy that without having to celebrate quote unquote Christmas. So we're going to call it the holiday tree so that nobody's left out. So now atheists have decided, well, we want to still enjoy church, but we don't believe in anything. So we're going to still hold church. I don't even know what they're going to talk about.
Those are called barbecues.
I was going to say bars.
You could
add the BQ at the end if you want. But not to say that Christians don't go to bars, but I mean, they want a place to hang out where they can have this sense of fellowship. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what the pub was for. And being that they're from the UK, I would assume they would understand that. But it seems weird that everybody wants to take like little bits and pieces because they feel left out. But the main ingredient, that is Christ, they're trying to leave out because they want everything else, but they don't want to have to deal with maybe the, I don't know, the conviction, the...
I think I'm sick of people trying to do exactly what you're saying, taking, I don't know, the holiness or whatever out of it because, okay, it's old. It's like they're acting like they're in the minority.
Right.
They are not.
Right.
They aren't. They're trying to get their way, but they already have it.
Yeah.
They just don't... I don't understand.
Is this kind of like Christian music used to be where you wanted Christian to do music? Something awesome, and so instead of providing something original, you just ripped off everybody else, and so instead of providing something original, atheists have nothing better to do, so they're like, let's just create a church. Let's start a church.
Maybe they're giving us a dose of our own medicine.
We're going to rock a worship service and kick it off with some Oasis.
What are they worshiping?
That's the point. Like, I don't understand.
I have to wonder,
oxymoron.
Do they think that they're worshiping anything? Because And we know that if we're not worshiping God, we're worshiping something else, because that's how we're created. We're created to worship, whether it be God or something, or iPhone, or some other TV show, whatever. Yeah. We're going to worship something. It just might not be God.
Right.
So we understand that, but maybe they don't.
And now they're coming to that point because they're opening the Sunday Assembly. The first atheist church open for business. 505-338-3700, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Quick note, Ben Stein didn't have a Christmas tree. He just wasn't offended by them or offended by people saying Merry Christmas to him, because just because he's Jewish, he understands that that's,
so
that's
he actually how, just celebrated how they do. Hanukkah.
Whatever.
He's Jewish.
There you go.
Made that good movie.
Coming right back, we've got a Locals Rule. We also have some Gunger on the way for you. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Last Bison.
It's not over.
I don't care.
You know what? Try
breaking
again.
Everything.
Again.
From their Inheritance EP song called Distance. Steve-O Mitch, good morning.
It is on the right channel.
Really?
Yeah. Keep talking. Yep.
I don't know why that hurts so much.
Good morning. It's 9:07.
So, Donald Trump in the news again.
That guy's always in the news. No, he's not. He's always making stupid remarks and has a dumb TV show.
I'm kind of on his side on this one. In a letter obtained by Yahoo News, the real estate mogul he is doing some crazy things right now. Can I just say that?
Yeah,
maybe it's because who he's saying them against, and I like this guy even less. So.
Oh, okay, so it's like lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, you know, Trump with his, you know, birth certificate stuff and all the Obama birth certificate, blah, 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 blah.
Probably not an American.
Well, on Monday on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, which, by the way, tonight for King and Country, going to be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, which is super awesome. But on Monday, Bill Maher.
Maher?
Maher. Bill Maher. It's real time. Bill Maher.
Okay. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Ugh.
I do.
I know. It's not to you. Sorry.
Okay.
He said he would donate $5 million.
Mm.
He said this on The Tonight Show. He said this. Said that he would donate $5 million to the charity of Trump's choice. Yeah, he suggested the Hair Club for Men. If... the Donald could prove he is not the, quote, spawn of his mother having relations with an orangutan.
Ooh.
Of course, Bill Maher was making fun of Donald Trump and the whole birth certificate thing with Obama. But he said something on national television. He said he would donate $5 million to the charity of Trump's choice if he could prove this. Yeah.
Dude. Please tell me what I want to hear right now.
Obviously making fun of Trump for the, you know, donate $5 million to charity if Obama would release his college records type thing. Well, on Tuesday, the day after, a lawyer for Trump sent a letter to Bill Maher, including his birth certificate. It says this: Dear Mr. Maher, I represent Mr. Donald J. Trump. I write on his behalf to accept your offer made during the Jay Leno show on January 7, 2013, that Mr. Trump could prove he is not the spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan. Attached here, too, is a copy of Mr. Trump's birth certificate demonstrating that he is the son of Fred Trump and not an orangutan. Please remit the $5 million to Mr. Trump immediately, and he will ensure the money be donated to the following five charities in equal amounts: Hurricane Sandy Victims, the Police Athletic League, the American Cancer Society, the March of Dimes, and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Dude, this is what this is what people get for not being people of their word. Like, you ask BS and you're no be no, they have to take you to court and make you pay the $5 million.
With regards, Scott Balber, his attorney, Trump's attorney.
Amazing.
Included with his birth certificate. Like, you could actually see Donald Trump's birth certificate right here. So, the Donald back at it, obviously. So what do you think? Do you think this is a situation where Bill Maher should pay up? I mean, he said it on The Tonight Show.
Okay, I just...
Obviously in jest, but he said it.
He said it, and this is just... I feel like this past year was a year of quotes with people, like percentages, statistics, 9 times out of 10.
I see what you did there.
And... people write that stuff down and you're remembered for what you say for a very long time. And this dude was just saying something flippantly, obviously. And Donald Trump was like, one, you're making fun of me. Two, we're in this time where people are being told what they're saying is not okay.
Right.
And so he did it.
Yeah, a representative for Bill Maher did not immediately return a request for comment. He did tell Leno on Monday when he was on the show, I'm not looking for a feud with Donald Trump. He said that on the air. But then...
Oh, yeah, he was.
In the same breath... He makes these comments and says, hey, I'll donate $5 million if he can prove that he's not the spawn of an orangutan. And so he says these words, and the Donald is trying to hold him to those words.
It's kind of like, I'm not judging him, but whenever he does this, it's like, you're judging.
Cool, you're judging him. Sweet, good job.
All God's children.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. So what do you think? Should Bill Maher pay up the $5 million he said he was going to give Donald Trump? If he could provide a birth certificate. He did. He provided it. He sent it through his lawyer. So I'm wondering if this is really the end of it or if we're going to be hearing more about this.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Should he pay up?
Should Bill Maher pay up?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, to be completely honest, of that guy.
Okay, so your unbiased opinion. People say this is...
I'm not unbiased.
This is a person saying something stupid to another person.
If you... Tell somebody,
what would Judge Judy do?
Oh, man.
What would she do?
He said this on national television. Hey, I'll donate $5
million. Were there papers? Did they sign a piece of paper?
The charity of Donald's choice if he can provide a birth certificate. And so Donald Trump's like, here's my birth certificate. Give me my $5 million. Static. Good morning.
No. Oh, look. No.
Hello.
I can't hear the phone lines.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Oh, there you are. Hey.
I'm sorry. Okay. I have a really weird phone. I just wanted to say this, that actually saying the words Bill Maher is like swearing in public.
Right.
So if you're going to talk about this, I'm actually not going to listen anymore. Right. Anything that raises his visibility is so offensive that it's not worth even mentioning. That's all I have to say.
He's the worst, right?
He is the worst.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Bye.
All right. You know what's crazy? You want to hear Jesus juke? Jesus died for that dude's sins.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You went there.
But on that note, dude made some comments on Monday on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Said he would pay $5 million to a charity. Of course, probably in jest. That dude tends to say stupid things.
Yes.
And Donald Trump now is coming to collect. Sent his lawyer to Bill Maher. Looking for $5 million. Static.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Judge Judy would make Bill Maher pay for slandering, what's his name's name?
Aw. You can't talk about people like that.
That's where Donald Trump would probably take it because he basically said he was born from an orangutan. So.
Exactly.
That's messed up.
I think that you don't mess with Donald Trump. I have a feeling that dude will go after. I hope he does. It'd be fun to watch that instead of all the junk going on in politics.
Thanks.
All right, man. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because obviously the Donald sent a letter through his lawyer, sent the birth certificate, and it's one of those, you're right. Nowadays, people get away with saying some of the most outlandish things. Maybe it's this age of Facebook, and way before then, AOL, Instant Messenger, everything, where people can just hide behind a computer, say whatever they want, and not have to be held accountable for what they say.
Hide behind a computer or a TV screen.
Right.
Or a prompter.
Yeah.
You know.
Say whatever they want, and this is what he said, and... You know, this guy's the spawn of an orangutan, and if he can prove that he's not, I'll pay $5 million to the charity of his choice, funny or not. Now, the Donald's like, cool, I proved it. Give me $5
million.
These are the five charities that I want them to go to, $1 million each to these charities. So, right on. Cool. Glad you're helping. Oh, no? You're not going to pay? Why'd you say it?
That'd be the most interesting episode of Judge Judy ever. I would tune in. Unfortunately, she only takes cases up to $5,000.
Ah, okay.
So we'd have to...
How do you know this?
Because Judge Judy comes on at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
On Channel 2.
You watch Judge Judy?
When I'm super bored.
Wow.
And plus, I love the way she talks.
Okay.
And she's always just like, you're dumb. You're stupid. Why would you do that? that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, yes, Judge Judy, you are amazing. And she never lets any of them talk.
So this is one of those times where the dude needs to be accountable for what he said.
Yes, but I'm confused because it was just like a verbal agreement, you know, a verbal, like, I said this, but there wasn't anything signed.
It doesn't matter, so I'm wondering, dude. Because let your yes be yes.
I know, but Judge Judy's like, where's the paperwork? When did you say this? On what date? I need an exact date.
Oh, cool. There's a gajillion witnesses because everybody was watching Jay Leno. Well, not everybody.
So I just want to know, what would Judge Judy do?
You already know what Judge Judy would do. He said it on national television that he would do this.
And she would reprimand him, but maybe she wouldn't make him pay up.
I'm going to get you like a little WWJJD. What would Judge Judy do, really? I can't even say it. I'm so flabbergasted that you watch Judge Judy.
Only on occasion.
What is wrong with you? I'm learning so much about you today, I just don't want to know.
After Ellen.
You need to learn from Bill Maher here and just learn when to shut up. Like, when to not say something. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
say
it.
That was really mean.
That was really mean. Sorry, bro. I didn't mean that. You don't ever have to.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Love and Death, The Abandoning, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Mitch.
Good news, everybody.
What?
All you movie fans.
Okay, I'm ready. I see where you're going with this.
Are you excited?
Yes.
The 85th Annual Academy Awards going down. Okay. And
some Oscar noms.
The Oscar noms in every category. I'm not going to go through all of them because let's be honest.
Oscar nom noms. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I said,
dude, best short film. Let's see. Best sound mixing, best sound editing, best short film live action, best short film animated.
Okay. Let's go through this. No. Let's go through not all of them, but the ones that
best we
actually
production design. I know that's what you're most excited for.
Oh, yeah.
No. Best music original song. Ted was nominated.
Oh.
So random.
Ted.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, everybody needs a best
friend.
Seth
MacFarlane is a really talented guy.
Don't look that up.
I think we're done.
We are out. So say we all and say anything on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Peace.